USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump reacting to the Inspector General's report calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace. The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Durham writing, based on the evidence collected to date and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions. Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
An update now on the number of illegals crossing the U.S. border. More and more sections of President Trump's border wall being built, and here's the result. U.S. Border Patrol says the number of illegals arrested at our southern border with Mexico declining for a 6 month in a row. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan announcing just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the border in November, down by more than 100,000 since May of this year. Morgan says the Trump administration's successes in the illegal immigration crisis have sent a strong message to cartels and criminal organizations, adding that President Trump and the CBP agency will not stop what he called the relentless pursuit to protect and safeguard the nation. Morgan says coming to U.S. borders illegally with a child will no longer be an automatic passport into the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the IG report and reaction to it. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A long-awaited watchdog report from the Justice Department's Inspector General on the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe found no evidence of political bias despite performance failures. The report found 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. President Trump reacts to the release of the report.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
In USA News for Your Health, Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the price. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Results from the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is one in four Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.